This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. State Representative Clark Tucker says he will seek the Democratic nomination for Arkansas' 2nd Congressional District and hopes to challenge incumbent Republican Representative French Hill in November. Tucker of Little Rock announced today he will file for office later this month. Representative Tucker joins me now on the line. Hi there.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Why did you decide to run for Congress?
Well, health care is really the issue that pushed me into the race. It's an issue that I've worked hard on in the Arkansas legislature for the last several years, making sure that our Arkansas Works program is bipartisan and sustainable for the 300,000 Arkansans who really depend on it to have access to health care. And then I watched as Congress last year voted to remove the protections for people with pre-existing conditions and to dismantle the bipartisan programs like Arkansas Works that we've worked on here in Arkansas. So that was really the first thing. That was what really got my attention to start seriously considering this possibility. And then actually, late last summer, I was diagnosed with cancer. And when that happened, the healthcare issue just hit home all that much harder. And it's just something that as I came out of that, and I had great care and I'm now cancer-free, thankfully. But as I came out of that process, it gave me a perspective that I think you can only get with some experiences. And you know, some of that perspective was you need to take advantage of the time that you have while you're here, and you need to fight for the things that you believe in. And so that pre-existing condition issue, like I said, really hit home with me, and that's what really got me to think seriously about this.
Healthcare has become such a divisive topic and used so effectively, in recent political races. But do you think you can humanize the issue again for people in a way that could help you in this race?
Well, I think that it's just a real issue that Arkansas families have to deal with on a daily basis, and you have to have access to a doctor. You have to be able to go see a doctor and get health care. And so, you know, even though I wouldn't have set it up this way, I mean, I had a trying experience in 2017, but I feel like, you know, I put a human face on the healthcare issue at this point, given the experience that I have. And so I just know I now have a pre-existing condition, you know, and so I know how much it means to me to be able to go have access to a doctor.
Your opponents for the Democratic nomination have released statements this morning welcoming you to the race, but also offering some criticism. And I'll note that we interviewed each of them when they made their announcements to run. But if I can get your reaction to their statements, Gwen Combs, who works as a Little Rock public school teacher, said your background is too similar to that of the incumbent, French Hill, and essentially said Arkansas doesn't want candidates who come from money or privilege. You graduated from Harvard. How would you respond?
Well, first, you know, I respect Paul Spencer and Gwen Combs, and I hope to have a high-minded policy discussion during the course of this primary, and I certainly respect their right to run. And I have had some great educational opportunities. You know, I went to Central High School, and I got not just a great academic education there, but a life education as well. And I did go off to college and got a great education, and I was lucky enough to come back to Arkansas for law school. And so I have had some great opportunities in my life. But I think anyone who would say that my background is just like Congressman Hill's, that's a pretty surface-level analysis. And again, I would point to my record in the legislature as evidence that I really work for all Arkansans. I've worked to have access to health care, to have more kids have access to high-quality pre-K, to make enhance our public safety for everyone. You know, I voted for tax cuts for the middle class, to let more middle-class Arkansans take home more of their paycheck. And so, you know, I think that my record in the legislature shows that I really work for all Arkansans, and that's the same thing I would seek to do in Congress.
And Paul Spencer, he's running more as a grassroots candidate, refusing to take PAC money, really positioning himself as the outsider. He said Arkansans are tired of what he called tepid and incremental policies that fail to address systemic underlying problems of ever-widening inequality. He also said if Democrats want to win back districts like the 2nd District, they can no longer be afraid of making bold, progressive demands on issues that matter. And basically, he seems to suggest you, maybe as a member of the state legislature, are part of an establishment politicians. Your response?
Well, I think, you know, big ideas are never a bad thing. And, you know, hopefully we can have a discussion of ideas during the primary, as I said. But at the same time, I'm also a pragmatist, and I think you actually, you know, need to get things done when you govern. And when you have two people on different sides or two parties on different sides who never compromise, then that's when you end up with government shutdowns, and that just hurts the people of the United States. And so, you know, I certainly have big ideas of my own, but at the same time, I think Congress was set up by our founders as an institution where compromise is supposed to happen to get things done. And so while I do have those ideas, I do believe in working across the aisle to get things done, and that is the type of congressman I would want to be, and I think that's the kind of congressman the people of Central Arkansas would like to have.
Do you think President Trump will be a factor in the 2nd District?
I think presidents are always a factor in congressional races, especially in the first midterm after they were elected. And I certainly am aware of that, but that's not going to be my focus. You know, my focus is going to be on the issues that affect Arkansas families on a daily basis, like their jobs, economic growth, access to health care, education, public safety, and issues that really affect people on a day-to-day basis.
How would you go up against Representative French Hill if you win the primary election? What issues would you use to run against him?
If I were to be the nominee, then, you know, the health care issue, I think, is something where we would have a contrasting position. And then, you know, I would point to my experience in the legislature where I really work across party lines and just in a constructive manner and just get things done. And you just don't see that in Washington right now. Everything is so hyper-partisan. Even our law enforcement agencies are hyper-partisan these days. And that's problematic for the people of America because our government is really not functioning and not getting the things done that we need to get done. You know, we should have addressed infrastructure already. We should have addressed the opioid crisis. We should already have a plan in place to protect the Dreamers and let them stay in the United States with a path to citizenship. But we just haven't been able to address these issues because Congress just can't seem to get anything done. And so I would point to my record in the Arkansas legislature as reason to believe that I would take that same approach in Congress.
Congressman French Hill has more than $1 million in his reelection bid as of the end of last year. Does that set a big challenge for you?
Yeah, undoubtedly. And, you know, I wish money were not such a central part of the Democratic process these days. I think that's problematic. And if I've tried to work on it in the state legislature, and if elected, I'll try to work on it in Congress. But that's just the reality that we live in. And Congressman Hill has a lot of financial support. And so, you know, he's got a big head start. In order to be competitive, then I'm going to need to raise a fair amount of money myself. And, you know, I just hope that the people in Arkansas, and Central Arkansas in particular, will be responsive to my message and follow through in that manner, and we can run a competitive race and hopefully win.
All right, State Representative Clark Tucker, a Democrat of Little Rock, who announced today he will seek the Democratic nomination for Arkansas's 2nd Congressional District. Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.